Maybe I should mention that with us are also two other members, distinguished members of Circulatia too, which is Boštjan Leskovšek and Milan Kristel. Both know quite a lot about this, what we are talking, the sound, the art, and they are invited to take part in this discussion, even forced to do so. Yeah. Yes, this I want to somehow include yourself, not as a peep show or peep viewer, but participant. You have some
connection
thoughts about what do you experience? You organized actually Markus to come here. You are connected with him.
Experience.
Yeah, from the, for instance, now that we met in real, we didn't do before this kind of productions here in Circulatia, and I think he's not here as a kind of visiting artist, but he's like a colleague coming through, spending some time with us, and probably we will meet again. It's possible.
Something different, you know. We usually know these people who came here, you or... But Markus was completely, you know, just Facebook information on it. And he interested for us, for me, I think, first.
You exchange your sounds already, you know what Boštjan was doing?
Yeah, I just followed a bit what I found on the internet actually, and
Jaz pa tudi njega, sem čekiral, ne.
Yeah, you are also, you were and still are involved in field recording.
Yeah, to mi je še zmeri ta primarna, ne, stvar, ne. Me pa zanima ravno za tega, ker sicer zanimivo gledati to, kar imaš ti, to tvojo, ne, da se stvar zelo blizu materialu, ne, ali ti skulpturi, ti si verjetno misliš ravno na material, ne.
For me materials.
Jaz to pa razmišljam tako kot te, ta prostor, kot da sem tako odlitek tega materiala, ne. Kaj pa lahko tudi ta zvok je pa nek, a veš, ko ti imaš recimo neke objekte, imaš pa zrak okoli, ne, to atmosfero, ne. In to recimo se nekako utisne, ne, ker noter ni več atmosfere materialno, ne. Ampak to je pa odtisne nekak, ne, naredi, ne. In potem imaš več tih materijalov, če to spreminjaš, ne, zrak, spreminjaš tudi material, ne. Nekak se je material ti, tudi skozi to zvočno slišanje, skozi slišanje se ti tudi odnos do materijala spreminja, ne. V bistvu se kot, da se zvok materializira, ne, tako nekak.
Ja, Boštjan is thinking on some interesting level that the sound, he agrees with, hey Bambi, the window of opportunity is gone for you, for now, at least. Boštjan is thinking on the level of some negative cast of an object, that the sound exists somewhere outside of the object, and probably this is also has to do with the way you record field recordings and you bring it to the gallery or wherever you present your work, ne? And this is not the object or the action which was going on, either it's the bees or it's the some machine or car going up by, ne? But it's kind of outer, the result of what was once happening in an object or maybe an animal, whatever, no? So kind of negative cast. No?
Mm-hmm.
Negative, it has to do, one could think of photography, ne? Which by technology of the old times had this negative in between. Ne?
Yeah, I'm just thinking about it. I can agree a lot with it. I mean, there is this sound source at one place, and I'm in, on a different point in a different angle and direction, and make this recording of this sound coming from there, which is quite a negative, and send it back into a new space afterwards. And this is actually what might be the positive again. And
yeah. Because it has then the existence again.
Interpretation, you know. Past interpretation in the different space, or more interior, different situation, not just different space, more important is different situation.
This is what I find interesting, that you have different sound sources and can bring them together into a new situation, which we are not normally approaching. To face sounds like this, which can lead to new or different emotions, or to a different kind of awareness or whatever, something like this for people listening to that.
Could you repeat your thesis about why you use field recordings? Like you said yesterday.
It's for me. It's I like to listen in general when I'm out, and for me it is. I don't use music instruments, or don't build my own sound sources or anything, or don't use computer generated stuff, because. I want to concentrate on one point of sound, and this is for me field recordings. But I also think that it is very, very interesting to see how we work with the environmental sound. There are different layers of interest. For example, what we already said here is like what happens if I collect different sounds and bring them into a space. Different sounds together, which wouldn't happen like this in natural terms. How do we accept this or not accept this? On the other hand, I'm very interested in the awareness, what we talked before. How do we listen to sound? What do we recognize? But I'm also very interested in the switching of sound and music when. Do we change in our recognition of a sound we know, for example, a car engine, and when is it becoming a bass because I'm processing it or looping it or whatever? And I'm very keen on this process of changing and how people recognize it, because I like very much the idea that people change from analyzing only, which we very often do when we listen to environmental sound, to listen with the whole being.
So
that's
there
to
is
say.
Some difference between what was before, and then there is interpretation, and then it becomes something else.
Yeah.
So a bird is in your installation or your concert not anymore a bird. But it can become other stuff.
It becomes a sound source, mm-hmm. and it can become part of tonal music or whatever. And it can also be something very abstract, and you don't recognize anymore that it is. It's not musical anymore, or it's not tonal. It's not a bird anymore, and like we. We had this yesterday in the performance here, that I used a bird but with a vocoder, and the source in the vocoder was some rain, and so we only have some very high frequencies slowly changing, and no one recognized the bird or either the rain anymore, but it was very interesting to get into these frequencies, and so this changes. I'm very interested in.
Then try to share with you what they heard.
That's the best way. If this happens, it's really good. I mean, if I have the chance that the audience afterwards gets into a talk, or maybe in between, if it's an installation and I'm present, we can talk about this. This is very good.
And they still find it as organic.
Yeah.
This is what you search for also.
Yeah, this is what I also think, that even if you process environmental sound, there is still an organic part in it. And this is what I got back from people listening to it, that they said, okay, it might have been a drone, but it is still different from many drones they listened to
what
before.
What does it mean, organic?
Organic means that I cannot prove that. I read a bit about it, and people say it is like this, but I cannot give the proof, actually, because I'm not a scientist. But I think that environmental sound has a broader scale of frequencies than we can listen to, and then computer-generated music, for example, has. So even if we process it, that we still have this range of frequencies we maybe cannot hear, but we recognize it. And so if I process this environmental sound into something more artificial, that we still have this feeling of organic, because it comes from our normal environment. It's not natural environment all the time. I mean, I record a lot of machines, but I record them in their environmental space also, and this, I think, is the organic in it.
Could it be said, for instance, that this process thing, soundtrack, sound flow, still holds this possibility that we can combine some logical objects of thought, or that in our brains still combine them into one entity? Before you were asking us about our dreams, and I said that these dreams are like not totally random, but very free-flowing associations, which then connect to some logical thing sometimes. I would think that maybe this happens also on the level of using field recordings, which is real sound, real events going on, and then translating it to this aesthetical form, different context, space also. And then it still somehow combines into some kind of logical flow, at least, but very free form.
This is what I hope, which is the effort, actually.
Maybe you chose those questions on account of this.
Yeah, even if it's very hard to describe why I choose these questions, but yeah, I think it's going in this direction. And actually, every work in sound art I'm doing, or I think a lot of people are doing, is to have this goal, to get to this point. For me, it doesn't make sense to have people recognizing the different sound sources only. I mean, it's like an orchestra, and no one making a symphony just wants that people afterwards come and say, but I recognize it's 6 violins, 2 contrabass, and, 3 trumpets. This is not what you make a symphony for, and this is not what we make. Like yesterday, when we were with different people here, and everyone was adding his kind of sound, no one wanted that in the end someone would come and say, oh, I recognize what you do and what you did and what you did, and because we wanted to make one sound, and this is this kind of flow, and it's even for solo projects what I
appreciate. You do installations
or solo performances or whatever.